Hi, they start sending us AI and I dictating notes from Aventara Nursing Home in Lake Zurich. And the date is May 31st, 2023. First one is history and physical on Marianne, M-A-R-Y-N-A-N-N. Last name is Graziano, G-R-A-Z-I-A-N-O. In brackets, date of birth, 7/30/1941. This is an 81-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility because she was not able to take care of herself. She had injection in her right shoulder, which caused a complication of right arm swelling along with wrist drop, and then subsequently, she was also found to have lung cancer, for which she is getting chemotherapy and radiation therapy. She denies any history of vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills, but she has nausea and generalized weakness. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, history of lung cancer with mets to the brain, history of cataract, and recent right shoulder injection for osteoarthritis, atrial fibrillation. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse at this time. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical examination is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT head is atomatic, normosphalic. Pupils are equiactive, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs bilateral, fair air entry, no added sounds. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Extremities, no pedal edema. Right forearm is in supplant. CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed. Assessment and plan. Atrial fibrillation, injury to right arm after shoulders, cortisone injection causing right wrist drop, lung cancer with mets to the brain, anxiety. Plan, same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and needed to be transferred to skilled nursing facility. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with nursing and physical therapy team. Patient is on DVT prophylaxis. Her pain is controlled. Her blood pressure is stable. Encouraged her to eat more and participate in physical therapy, as she has refused one this morning. She will be seeing orthopedist and oncologist. Next one is Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E. Last name is Emmanuel, E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L. In brackets, date of birth, 3/9/1940. This is 83-year-old male who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He had COVID and then subsequently pneumonia. He is very weak. He denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. His wife is at bedside. Past medical history is significant for liver transplant, type 2 diabetes, hypothyroidism. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 2 to 3. Hemodynamically stable. HENT head is atomatic, normosphalic. Pupils are equiactive, light. Neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop. Lungs bilateral, fair air entry. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Extremities, no pedal edema. CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed. Assessment and plan. Pneumonia, COVID, type 2 diabetes, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, status post liver transplant. Plan, same patient had acute life-threatening event for which he was admitted to the hospital and rehab place, and then subsequently transferred here because he was not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with the nursing team and physical therapy team and patient's wife. Encourage patient to eat more and participate in physical therapy as he is spending a lot of time in bed. He is on DVT prophylaxis. He has normal bowel movements, and encourage him to do incentive spirometry as well. Next history and physical is on Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, last name is Steidle, S-T-E-I-D-E-L-E, in brackets, date of birth, 5-7-1946. This is 77-year-old male who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. He does get shortness of breath upon minimal exertion. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, pacemaker, Alzheimer's, dementia. Family history is non-contributory, social history. Quit smoking, no drinking, no drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 2. Hemodynamically stable. Itchy, anti-head is automatic, normal, sphelic. Pupils are equidirectional, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop. Lungs bilateral, decreased air entry with wheezing. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Extremities, no pupillary edema. CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed. Assessment and plan. Acute exacerbation of COPD with bronchitis, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia, comma, hypertension, comma, pacemaker. Plan, same patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility after he had acute life-threatening event for which he needed to be hospitalized. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with the nursing and rehab team. Encourage patient to keep his oxygen on as he keeps on ambulating without oxygen and then he gets short of breath. He is getting nebulizer treatments. He is getting DVT prophylaxis. Encourage him to finish his meals as he is not eating much. Next one is history and physical on Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, last name is Just, J-U-S-T, in brackets, date of birth, 10-2-1950. This is 72-year-old female who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She had acute diverticulitis with perforation, and now she has colostomy bag and IV antibiotics. She denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for anemia, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, hypertension, comma, dyspepsia. Family history is non-contributory, social history, denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse. She lives alone, allergies, non-medications as per a test list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable. Itchy, anti-head is automatic, normal, sphelic. Pupils are equidirectional, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, fair air entry. Abdomen is soft. Colostomy is in place. Extremities, no pupillary edema. CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed. Assessment and plan. Sepsis, comma, acute diverticulitis with perforation, needing colostomy, comma, anemia, comma, GERD, comma, severe protein calorie malnutrition. Plan, same patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and then subsequently needed to be transferred here because she was not able to take care of herself. She is on IV antibiotics. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing the patient's plan of care with the nursing and rehab team and reviewing old medical records, including labs and imaging. Patient is on DVT prophylaxis. Her abdominal pain is not bad. Encouraged her to eat more, but she is not liking the taste of food. Her colostomy is working well. We'll watch her closely. Next, history and physical is on Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, last name is Fredericks, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K-S, in brackets, date of birth, 10-14-1991. This is a 31-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She fell and had a fracture of right patella, and she has back pain. She had a lot of issues, and then she was transferred here for rehabilitation. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. She was going to a store where she fell, but she does not want to give us the details that where she was going and what was the purpose and how she fell. She has multiple behavior issues, including requiring a lot of pain medications and anxiety. Past medical history is significant for insulin-dependent diabetes, chronic kidney disease on hemodialysis, comma, anxiety, comma, depression, comma, chronic pain medications, comma, left eye blindness, family history is non-contributory, social history, denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, but she is on a lot of narcotics, which are supposedly prescription medications. She lives with her mother, allergies, non-medications, as per a test list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT head is atomatic normal, sphelic, pupils are equirectal light. Neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular. No gallop, lungs, bilateral failure entry. Abdomen is soft. G-tube is in place. Extremities, no pedal edema. CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Hypothyroidism, comma, fracture of right patella after the fall, comma, major depression with anxiety, comma, blindness of left eye, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes, comma, chronic kidney disease on hemodialysis, comma, PEG tube. Plan, same patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and was transferred here for rehabilitation because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She is getting hemodialysis at outside facility. She is very demanding, and sometimes she will demand to go to the hospital for no specific reason. She gets into crying spells very easily because she doesn't want to be labeled as addictive personality, even though she is on narcotics for a long time. Reassured her, she doesn't want to see a psychiatrist. We'll continue to watch her closely. Next one is history and physical on William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, last name is Farrar, F-A-R-R-A-R, in brackets, date of birth, 9-26-1965. This is a 57-year-old male who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He was found to have acute respiratory failure with DKA and acute renal failure. He required multiple sessions of hemodialysis. He was not able to eat and drink much. He was extubated. Family decided for him not to have feeding tube or hemodialysis and transferred here under comfort slash hospice care. He never did get appropriate outpatient care because he didn't have insurance or the funds to pay and to see the doctor frequently and get the lab or any testing. Family history is non-contributory. Social history, used to smoke and drink a lot, and he used to drive truck. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, confused, not able to talk clearly. HENT head is atomic, normal cephalic, pupils are equal, neck is supple, heart S1, S2 is regular, lungs bilateral, ferret entry with scattered crackles, abdomen is soft, extremities no pupillary edema, CNS moving all the extremities, but detailed exam is not possible. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Acute kidney failure, comma hypertension, comma insulin dependent diabetes, comma encephalopathy, plan same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which he was hospitalized and then subsequently transferred here for rehabilitation and or comfort care with the hospice team. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, comma imaging, comma reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team, along with the hospice team. Patient's sister is at bedside. Family has decided comfort care will keep patient comfortable. They do not want hemodialysis. Patient is not eating much as well. Next, history and physical is on Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, last name is Fedele, F-E-D-E-L-E, in brackets, date of birth, 8-11-1937. Mr. Fedele was in the hospital for acute COPD exacerbation and then subsequently was transferred back here because he was not able to take care of himself and he has been a patient of this facility for some time. Now he denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for COPD, history of throat cancer, hypertension, dyspepsia, anxiety, back pain. Family history is non-contributory, social history. Used to smoke a lot, no drinking, no drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per a test list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT head is atomic, normal cephalic, pupils are equal after light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs bilateral, ferret entry with scattered crackles. And wheezing, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pupillary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, acute COPD exacerbation, comma hypertension, comma anxiety, comma throat cancer, comma dyspepsia. Plan same, patient is admitted back to the facility because he was not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing the patient's medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. He is starting to eat better now. His breathing is better. He is ambulatory. We'll watch him closely. Next history and physical is on June, J-U-N-E. Last name is Marcel, M-A-R-C-E-L-L. In brackets, date of birth, 6-2-1929. June is admitted back to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She is a long-term patient here. She was in the hospital for acute pneumonia. Now she's getting better. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, anemia, chronic kidney disease, osteoarthritis, anxiety. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per a test list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is atomatic, normospheric, pupils are equiactive to light, neck is up, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral failure, entry with few skeletal crackles, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pupillary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, acute pneumonia with hypoxia, coma, anemia of chronic disease, number next, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, comma, anxiety, comma, hypertension, comma, dyspepsia. Plan, same. Patient was admitted in the hospital and subsequently transferred to SNF. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She is on antibiotics. She is on iron pills as well. Her blood pressure is controlled. Physical therapy to see her. Encourage patient to do incentive spirometry as well. Next is history and physical on Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Last name is Bowles, B-O-W-L-E-S. In brackets, date of birth, 8-14-1928. Catherine is admitted back to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She is a long-term patient here. She is on hospice now. She was on hospice, which was revoked for sending her to the hospital, but now she is back on the hospice. She is not eating and drinking enough. She is non-communicative. She is on oxygen. She was found to have bruising to left side of her torso and left thigh, exterior and interior part. The cause of this is not known as there is no trauma and the patient is on anticoagulation and patient is not able to give any history. Past medical history is significant for CHF, tricuspid regurgitation, Alzheimer's, dementia, hypertension, dyspepsia, hyperlipidemia. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, or patient is lethargic, not alert, not awake, and with eyes closed, non-communicative. HENT, head is atomatic, normospheric, neck is supple, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral failure entry with few scattered crackles, abdomen is soft, extremities, no pupillary edema, large areas of bruising slash ecchymosis is noted to left chest and torso, along with the left thigh, with the medial and lateral areas, CNS, moving all the extremities, detailed exam is not possible, labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, acute CHF with the tricuspid regurgitation and aortic regurgitation, comma Alzheimer's, dementia, comma hypertension, comma dyspepsia, comma atherosclerotic heart disease, plan, same patient was in the hospital and then subsequently was transferred here because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing the medical records, including labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with nursing, hospice, rehab team. Patient is not eating and drinking. She is comfortable. We'll continue to watch her closely. Family is aware of all this. Next is a history and physical on Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E. Last name is Ruther, R-U-T-H-E-R. In brackets, date of birth, 4/10/1957. Denise has been admitted to the facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. She was in the hospital for acute COPD exacerbation, and now she is doing better but has a lot of anxiety. Past medical history is significant for metastatic lung cancer, morbid obesity, decubitus ulcer, hypertension, anxiety, osteoarthritis, dyspepsia, family history is non-contributory, social history, deny smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse at this time, allergies, non-medications, as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomatic, normal, spheric, pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs bilateral, failure entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pleural edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, acute COPD exacerbation, metastatic lung cancer, anxiety, hypertension, morbid obesity, decubitus ulcer, plan, same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and then subsequently transferred here. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She is on pain medications and medications for anxiety. Encouraged her to lose some weight. Her breathing is stable on oxygen. Encouraged her to do breathing exercises. She has a lot of anxiety. She does see oncologist. We'll continue to watch her closely. Next is progress note on Marian, M-A-R-I-A-N, last name is Ryan, R-Y-A-N, in brackets, date of birth, 5/4/1929, same, ROS, same, all same, assessment plan, hypertension, dyspepsia, Alzheimer's dementia, osteoarthritis, plan, same, patient is slowly getting better with rehab team, she is eating better, she denies any difficulty breathing. Next one is Lily, L-I-L-L-I-E, last name is Stone, S-T-O-N-E, in brackets, date of birth, 11/9/1936, S-same, R-O-S-M, O-same, assessment plan, UTI, hypertension, osteoarthritis, dyspepsia, plan, same, patient is getting better with IV antibiotics, physical therapy is seeing her, her appetite is good. Next one is Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L, last name is Denton, D-E-N-T-O-N, in brackets, date of birth, 6/25/1947, S-same, R-O-S-M, O-same, assessment plan, hyperglycemia, back pain, neurogenic bladder, BPH, degenerative disc disease, plan, same, patient is slowly getting better, he is okay to be discharged this week, he will follow up with me as outpatient, he has family coming over to take care of him. Next one is Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, last name is Grady, G-R-A-D-D-Y, in brackets, date of birth, 5/17/1943, same, patient's wife is at bedside, and the patient is not eating and drinking enough, and he is not participating in any rehab. He is just laying in bed. All same, ROS same, assessment and plan, failure to thrive, hypernatremia, anemia, chronic kidney disease, CHF, Alzheimer's dementia, NIDDM. Plan same. After long discussion with patient's wife and nursing staff, It was decided for a patient to be sent out to the hospital. He would need IV fluids. Hopefully, patient will perk up and will start eat and drink more and participate in physical therapy. Otherwise, wife is considering hospice care. We'll continue to watch him closely. End of dictation. This is Dr. Saini, SAINI.